Changing law in Kuwait could endanger Christians. A medical facility is opening gospel doors in Tanzania, and a ministry is looking to send doctors to Afghanistan. These stories and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Kuwait's lawmakers are considering strengthening the blasphemy law. Todd Nettleton is a spokesman for Voices of Martyrs USA. He explains,
"The change is only in the punishment. It is already illegal to commit blasphemy against Islam or against Muhammad in Kuwait. This change will simply make, instead of a jail term being the punishment, it will put the potential of a death penalty on the table."
It's not a done deal. The law is deeply polarizing Sunni and Shia Muslims. However, it's likely the Christians who will bear the brunt.
Well, I think the concern, not only for Voice of the Martyrs, but for all people who believe in freedom and believe in freedom of speech, is that this can be used to put someone to death for saying something against Muhammad or against the Quran, against Islam.
The gospel won't be stopped, but
pray for evangelism efforts. We can pray for those who are sharing the gospel, that they will continue to be bold and not be intimidated.
Next, a celebration in North Korea warrants a day of prayer. This Sunday, April 15th, all North Koreans will celebrate the late Kim Il-sung's 100th birthday. The people will bow to the Kim family in thanks. Christians are nervous. Persecution has increased in the last few months, and many believers are now in prison. They have virtually no religious freedom there. Open Doors USA wants this Sunday to be a day of prayer rather than celebration. Be a part of the Sunday prayer movement at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. It looks like Nepal might make the constitutional draft deadline this time. The country's prime minister's optimism about change is contagious. People are open to thinking about the future for the first time in a long while, and it's a great time for Bibles for the World to step in, says Moy Padaiti.
As we discussed with the leadership up in Nepal, our conclusion was that we should start by giving out the Gospel of John widely.
Each scripture portion has contact information for a reader to request a New Testament.
We have 26,000 people who already requested the entire New Testament. And so it's going to be very, very exciting.
Pudaiti wants to print a million Gospels of John for distribution at 25 cents apiece.
If we all work together, we can really claim Nepal for Christ. We will build highways for the King of Kings in the hearts and lives of the Nepali people.
We've got the links to connect you online. Meanwhile, Tanzania has one of the worst hospital bed density rates in the world. For every 1,000 people, there are only 1.1 hospital beds. Access to health care is rare, and maternal and infant mortality rates are sky high. So although Grace Ministries International has had agricultural and educational outreaches in the nation for years, a medical facility has been pivotal, says Sam Vinton.
This has been, to me, one of the great benefits. Well, that whole area where medical work is almost zero.
Grace Ministries opened the Mercy Medical Mission Dispensary in January. Since then, it's offered care to thousands, and that care has swung doors wide open for the gospel.
We feel it's just another outreach of helping people physically at the same time, showing them the love of Christ and, of course, hearing the word of Christ through those who are working with the patients there in that part of the country.
The goal is to make the hospital self-sustaining while preaching Christ. Please pray for them. And a pushed-in proverb states a woman's place is at home or in the grave. Due to this general attitude towards women in Afghanistan, life is anything but easy for them. 87% of Afghan women are illiterate, and only 30% get to go to school. Unsurprisingly, women struggle to get health care, and infant mortality is rampant. A partner organization of Operation Mobilization is sending medical personnel in to provide pre- and postnatal care. To be the hands and feet of Christ in this way, visit our website. Mission Network News is the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to inspire the kids in your life to love the Bible? Well, Faith Comes by Hearing is making available the Kids' Bible, audio dramas of your favorite Old and New Testament stories. The word-for-word scripture will help bring the Bible to life for kids in your life. Get your free Kids' Bible MP3 CD by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.